powers that be on Wall Street, in Washington, in the media, now are trying to use September 11th as an opportunity to shut off debate and dissent, to close down any progressive agenda here at home or abroad. Worse than what the powers that be are trying to do is that some of our own, some of our national progressive organization instruct us to be quiet in this period of patriotism. Hush up, they say. Duck down. Don't push. Hide. Don't criticize George W. because we can't seem to be in any way unpatriotic. If the meek ever inherit the earth, these people are going to be land barons, don't you think? Be quiet? We have no right to be quiet. Legions of democracy fighters who went before you and me, struggled and suffered, bled and died to bring us this far along in our democratic journey, to make our struggles today even possible. Democracy's not a given. We have no right to be quiet. Patriotic? Patriotism doesn't mean being stupid. Notice that corporate lobbyists are not quiet. They're shouting patriotism at the top of their lungs while they unscrew the Capitol Dome in Washington, D.C. and reach in with both hands to loot the public treasury. That's not patriotism, it's plundering. Here's their patriotism for you. You know, the very first piece of legislation that Congress passed following September 11th, 2 days after September 11th, first piece of legislation went through, was to add $8.3 billion for Star Wars. Provide a missile defense system. We needed a box cutter defense system, don't you think? Missile defense system? Here's patriotism for you. Yesterday, the House of Representatives passed fast-track legislation. Choo-choo-choo-boogie, here it comes. Railroading more globaloney down our throats, like NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. Now to bring us NAFTA on steroids, the free trade area of the Americas, taking NAFTA from the Arctic to the Antarctic. In a rigged vote, barely passed it, 214 to 215, one vote margin yesterday. They didn't just twist it arms. They ripped arms out of their sockets and whapped people over the heads with them in the Congress. In fact, they had to cheat. We won the vote. It came down to the final time. You get a certain period of time to vote in the House of Representatives, at the end of which the clock ticks to zero. The clock ticked to zero. But Speaker Hastert would not gavel the vote done, even though it was done. And they surrounded two Republicans on the floor of the House of Representatives and finally got one of them to come forward and to change his vote. And that's how we got fast track. Then they come forward and say, in the name of patriotism, we must pass a capital gains tax break. A tax break that 80% of which will go to the wealthiest 2% of Americans. Then they come forward with a stimulus package to get our economy restarted. It includes a give back of $25 billion in corporate tax payments to General Electric, General Motors, Ford, IBM, and the likes of that. They're saying to these corporations, not only do you no longer have to pay any taxes whatsoever, but we're going to give back all the taxes you have paid in the last 15 years. Where do you get to sign up for that? Huh? Where can I sign up to get my taxes back for the last 15 years that I have paid? But $25 billion is being lifted out of the federal budget. $25 billion we could use in these hard times, being lifted out of the federal budget and given to a handful of corporate greed heads. The only thing this stimulus package is going to stimulate is more campaign contributions to the Republicans who ran this one down our throat. You want patriotism? Here comes the airline industry following September 11th, asking for a $15 billion bailout for management and the big investors, including a specific provision of pay protection for the CEOs. Yes, there's a provision in that act that says that the exorbitant pay packages of the CEOs of the airlines cannot be tampered with. At the same time, they excluded any severance package for the workers, 100,000 of which have been laid off directly out of the airline industry, not counting those who are tangential to that industry. And then the bosses canceled the 2-week severance pay that was due under the union contracts for the union workers. The spokesperson for American Airlines said, well, we need to withhold severance in order to continue operating. American Airlines off 20,000 workers. Now, what about the families? How are they going to continue operating under this provision? I'll just make an observation to you. I attach no moral judgment to this at all. Boss, spelled backward, is double S-O-B. It's just a fact. Also notice that these are anti-big government CEOs, right? For years they've been saying, we got to get government out of our backs. Well, when they got their butts in a crack, who did they turn to? I believe it was big government, wasn't it? But they only want big government for them, not for you. Even a dog knows the difference between being stumbled over and being kicked. We're being kicked. And if that's not enough phony patriotism for you, here comes autocratic John Ashcroft at us, an absolute ideological crackpot who's shredding our constitutional freedoms in the name of defending freedom. Yesterday, in the U.S. Capitol, he's testified, and he said that anybody who criticizes the administration is giving aid to terrorists and, quote, providing ammunition to America's enemies. This is a guy Joe McCarthy would want to hug. But I got to tell you what. They can wrap themselves in a flag, but it's kind of like putting earrings on a hog. It just doesn't hide the ugliness that's down under all of this stuff. And I got to tell you something else. That flag does not belong to them. It's our flag. It belongs to us. That flag symbolizes our democracy, our freedom of speech, our civil liberties, our right to privacy, our right to dissent, our right to be agitators. I'm flying a flag on my little 1997 made in the USA Ford Escort around South Austin like some Thomas Paine in Bubba Land there, and I'll be double damned to hell before I surrender that flag to the xenophobes and warmongers and profiteers and autocrats and political weasels and other abject opportunists who want to steal our flag out from under us.